It's up, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Fat Girl Podcast. I always do this every single time. I'm like, oh my god, thanks for listening. I'm gonna record episodes. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm not sure how that's gonna go, but enjoy this one. That's what I will say. Enjoy this episode. I'm not gonna do the whole speech because I feel like I do it every time and then I fall off and become inconsistent, and it's like, girl, how do you expect to grow a following or an audience and you lying? Not that I be lying on the episodes, but you know what I'm saying? How do I expect that? But anywho, you guys, this is a topic that I've been super excited to talk about. And I actually recorded this as a YouTube video. And of course, life gave me lemons and I had uploading issues, but God is always good, okay? So I said, you know what? I have a whole other platform that I could use to get the same message across. Duh, use your podcast. So thank God for multiple platforms and knowing how to use my voice to be a vessel to others. Amen. But this topic is like, it's my 25 before 25. So I turned 25 last year in November. Shout out to me, big Sagittarius. And I literally have been through so much, as even like from a child growing up till now. And I'm like, dang, I would love to pour into others from my own testimonies. So this isn't really like testimonies, but these are 25 lessons that I've learned up until 25. And I feel like anybody can relate to this, even if you're over 25, but definitely under 25. I feel like that age of like 19 to 25 is like, I feel like life really smacks you with so many things, and sometimes you don't know how to handle it. I know I didn't know how to handle it, but I want this podcast, it's not even just for the girls, but this is for my girls. Like, I want to be like that big sister type of motivation to people in my life. Because I know I want that. And if I would have had a little guidance, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have made a whole lot of decisions I did make. But those decisions turned into lessons for me. So now that I have learned and went through them, I can maybe help people avoid going through them. So I have listed my 25 things and we're going to get right into these. So number one, it's okay to let go of friendships. Because sometimes you outgrow people that you thought would be around forever. And let me say that again. You thought they would be around forever. And let's be real. That does happen sometimes. You have your, oh, we've been best friends since kindergarten, da 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 da. That's amazing for you. Bless you. You found a bond that strong. But a lot of times you put these expectations on people, and they're probably not going to fulfill them as you get older. And I feel like you can't get upset. You're going to be upset. But at the same time, we grow up and we change. And people want different things in life. And sometimes you have evolved, and those people that you thought would be around are stagnant. And you might not feel as connected to them anymore. And I feel like it's okay to let them go. You don't need to hold on to a friendship if it's not benefiting you. And it benefiting you could mean whatever you think that means, whatever your benefits are. If you don't feel like the friendship is going anywhere and it's the same thing all the time, it's probably best to let them go. I have a good group of friends. I feel like right now in my life, I have a really good group of friends. Everyone's different. I can go to everyone about different things, but at the same time, I can go to all of them with the same issue. And I love the way all of my friends handle me because they're so loving. They give amazing advice. They pray. They're so supportive, and they keep me in check sometimes because I can be a little bit much and I can be a little delusional, but they'll literally snap me back to life and be like, listen, you tripping. This is what you need to do. So, you know, let go of some friendships and you'll get new friendships. Ask God to send you some new friends that align with what you have going on in life. Number two, save your money. Save your money because this world is getting so expensive. I feel like every single day something is outrageously high. And it's like the most simple things. Just like if you get on TikTok now and the whole like joke of eggs being so high, they're not kidding. They're not. And being an adult is expensive. If you have parents that let you stay with them, stay with them. If you have family that lets you stay on that family phone plan, keep being on that family phone plan, because every single thing you do costs money. Every single thing you do costs money. Every single thing is a bill. So I want you to keep that in your head and say to yourself, dang, how much money am I going to need to live the life I want to live? And there you have it. Save your money. I promise you, it'll be worth it in the end. Number three, it's okay to not have everything figured out. Because I was one of those girls who was in high school, even in middle school, I had a plan. I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go live here. I'm going to go do. And this is, let me let y'all in on the inside scoop. So I don't know if it was middle school or elementary, but I will always go to my stepmom and be like, I'm going to be a fashion designer and I'm going to live in Tokyo and I'm going to drive a pink Lamborghini. And I told myself that for years, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to have. And then when I got to high school, that kind of changed. And I had, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to have. And I got older and reality was like, okay, girl, you're not going to Tokyo. You're not gonna have that pink Lamborghini. I don't even want that anymore, which is crazy. But it was just like, you really think that everything is gonna go your way and everything is on your time when it's literally not. It's not at all. And if you are a strong believer in God, like myself, we're on his time at the end of the day. You can wake up and say, oh, this is what I'm gonna do, XYZ. That's cool, great. But if he shifts something that day that you might have had planned, what are you gonna do? At that point, it's like it's okay to not have it all together. Cause sometimes you're not gonna have it all together. But that's literally the best feeling. Like, imagine a chaotic day, but you still got everything you need to get done, but you have to do everything a different way. At the end of the day, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, today was crazy, but I had a good day and I did everything I need to do. Like, it's not like a relief feeling, but at the same time, it's like you will literally just laugh and be like, I cannot believe all this happened today. I cannot believe I got this done this way today. I never would have thought that. So don't feel like you gotta have everything figured out. There's plenty of people that don't have it figured out and pretend. But I kind of enjoy people who don't have it figured out and they're winging it and they talk about it, because that's so relatable. Like, you know what? You're right. I'm a mess right now, but I'm a happy mess. I'm a faithful mess. And yeah, but that kind of goes into number four, is don't stress over things you cannot control. Please. I literally had to learn this the hard way. Not even the hard way, but I was going to therapy and my therapist, I was just venting to her about all these things that I just felt like were burdens to me. And she said, who put those expectations on you? And I sat back and I thought about it and I'm like, nobody. Nobody told me I had to do XYZ. I literally go into savior mode with the people in my life and I'm like, dang, I need to do this to fix their life. I need to do this. I need to do this. And she was like, that's not your job. That's not your duty. And it has nothing to do with you can care about a situation and care about a person, but at the same time, that situation has nothing to do with you. Sometimes you can let being a having a savior complex take over you and you feel like you need to save the world and you don't, because now you're putting pressure on yourself that was never there. No one is expecting you to come and rescue every single person in your life except you. So don't stress over things that are out of your control, because it'll only just overwhelm you. You'll be overwhelmed with problems that aren't even your problems. That's literally how I was feeling when I was talking to her. And I'm like, dang, this happened, this happened, this happened. And she's like, well, what are you supposed to do? That's not, you have your own life right now that you're trying to figure out. So why put pressure in other people's problems on top of your own? And then what? You forget about yourself. Which goes into number five. Look at me flowing together. But which goes into number five, which is show up for yourself, because self-care is so important, because you can get so caught up in the world and with being busy and that you forget, like, some things I like for self-care would be like going to the nail shop. When I'm laid back in that pedicure chair with that horrible massage, but I'm gonna use it because pedicures be high. I'm getting a horrible back massage from the massage chair, but I'm sipping on my margarita or my mimosa. The girl is going in on my feet. They look good. That's like my time, my zen, my, like I just sit back and just enjoy that moment. Like, ooh, I feel good when I do something for myself. Or even like now when I work out, after my workout, like during my workout, I'd be feeling so good. Like that's my self-care. I play my bad bitch playlist and the girl that I envision in my head, I'm just like, I'm going. And that really helps me get through my workout. So it's just like, find something for you, something that you do by yourself, for yourself. Don't include nobody. You don't even got to tell them that you about to go do it. Go do you, enjoy it, and then be like, okay, like just give yourself a second away from the world, and then you can go back into it. Because it is so much going on in life. Sometimes you just need to take a step back. Number 6, try out therapy. I was that girl too. I said, I don't need to go to therapy. I have God and I'm actually not going there because I don't need help from somebody. That it made me feel like I needed help. Like something was wrong with me, which indeed something was, a lot of things. But at first I was just like, you know, I'm not about to pay somebody to tell me da da da. But honestly and truly, I feel like my therapist was sent to me because she's amazing. Top of the tier. She's a Black woman, which is A plus always. You know, she's God-fearing, A plus. And I can just talk to her. If the relationship is just like almost like a big sister. And I can talk to her about anything. I'm not uncomfortable with her. And it's such a difference. Like, she opened my eyes to so many things, allowed me to work on myself in so many ways. She's helped me have those uncomfortable conversations that I thought I would literally never have with people in my life. And just overall, it's a good experience. Now, people who have insurance, which I don't, but who do, and like you can find a therapist, I feel like really look for somebody that fits you, because I Googled mine and it was like a list that they gave me of people like, oh, this might be good for you. But I really picked her and I was just like, she fits it. If I needed someone to go to, I could trust that. That's who I would want to go to. I trust her. I admire her. I look up to her. So yeah, like just try it out. Try it out first. If you don't like it, okay. If you do like it, keep going. I was going every 2 weeks, and it was definitely necessary every 2 weeks. But try it out. Find somebody that, and they when you don't have insurance, like I was saying, they have therapists that are like $30 a session. Mine was $80 a session, which still wasn't that bad, but you know, there's ways around it. If you really want to do it, there's different ways around it. Number 7, more than one career is okay, because I feel like I see people put themselves in a box all the time, and they'll be like, dang, I like kind of want to try this out. I kind of want to venture out, do everything. Have everything under your umbrella. Dip into every single thing that you want to try out. And then you'll see, okay, do I like this? You do like it. That could be another income for you. That could be another hobby for you. But don't feel like, oh, when I go to school, like I can only do one thing. No, that's why people get minors all the time. That's why people go back to school all the time. Go get as many degrees. Go get as many careers as you want to. Don't let anybody stop you. And don't ever feel like any category is oversaturated, because you could be the one that stick out. And billions of people in the world. So even if a field was quote unquote oversaturated, there's somebody for you. You will have an audience. So at the end of the day, we all know podcasts are popping. I don't know what happened. I don't know why it happened, honestly, because everyone don't need one. But we all know podcasts are popping. But I feel like there's an audience for everybody. So even if I'm 1 in 1,000 podcasters, I know who my audience is. And I know that I'm going to have an audience. And that has nothing to do with, you know, Amy having her audience, Terrence having his audience. Cool. Kudos to them. You can have what you need to have. Don't worry about anybody else. Number eight. Okay, number eight, y'all. Number eight is serious. But at the same time, I know I'm going to say this not that serious, but number eight is sex is not that serious, because it is okay to wait. You aren't missing out on anything. It's not even what you think it is. I promise you, especially for the girls, like I said, that are younger than 25, who you don't have to give it up. It's not. And honestly, you know, after you have sex and you go into that prayer to God and you be like, God, please don't let me get pregnant. Like, please, please, God. And we all have been there before. We all know that prayer that you do when you on the way home, or if you're at home, you get on the floor and be like, God, I promise I'm not going to do it again. Just please let this one time slide. If you got to do all that at that point, you probably shouldn't have been having sex with that person. Please. You're not missing out. I guarantee if you ask people today, do they remember who they lost their virginity to? Their answer is going to be no. Like, do you even keep up with that person? Do you even know that person? Imagine, like, sex should be so delicate and good to your body. And it should be an outer body experience for you. So don't just be giving that cuckoo, that whatever you call her, up to just any old body. You know, like, just keep her chained up. Just keep her chained up until you feel like, dang, yeah, he a good one, or she a good one. I'm gonna pop this cap for them. You know, like, don't just be out here doing it's so many nasty people. People be having diseases. People don't get tested. Don't even put yourself in that predicament. Number nine, enjoy dating. Please enjoy dating. I promise you, that's not your soulmate. I know you may think it is. I know he probably told you good morning, but it's not. Take your time picking a relationship. And also, a situationship is exactly what the word says, a situation. He isn't your man. And if it's a girl, she isn't your woman. If they never sat down and asked you, hey, let's do this, I want to be in a relationship with you, be this, then they are not that. I feel like a lot of times, us as women, we overplay a role sometimes. And we, in our heads, are like, oh, like, this is my position. In reality, it's not. And then when a man goes and does him, you're at home with your feelings hurt. When in reality, he never said, I'm about to 100% commit to you, 100% be invested in you. Like, you're my girlfriend. This is what we're working towards. If he out here doing, do you, please, promise you, spare me. Don't stay at home moping around, waiting on a nigga to come home, checking his location, checking his Instagram, trying to see what's going on. He's having a ball. He is having a ball. And you need to go and have you one too, for sure. Have a roster. It's nothing wrong with that. You're dating. You're dating until you get in a relationship. That's how it works. I don't know when we got all these other terms, but that's literally what it is. You're dating until someone that you feel like fits what you need and want in life, and you say, okay, this is the person I want, then you be with that person. But enjoy dating. Don't take people too serious if y'all haven't had a serious conversation about where things are headed. If y'all haven't had that talk, then they probably not headed anywhere, which goes into number 11. Don't start parenting before you've pushed one out. You are not a parent if you don't have kids. You are not responsible for raising the people that you are talking to or in a relationship with. They are not your, I don't want to say responsibility or priority, because they are your priority, but oftentimes you're trying to teach this person how to be something for you. And I feel like that is okay to a certain extent. But at some point, when it turns into parenting, we see it all the time when we get on TikTok and the husband don't help the wife clean. And she's like, oh, well, can you do this? Why do you have to ask him to do that? When it gets to a point where you're asking or trying to teach someone things, okay, maybe they're not for you. Maybe you should get someone who gets it. And you only got to say it once. Like, when you talk to kids, when I talk to my nieces, I'm like, okay, pick that up off the floor. They're playing. Picked it up off the floor. Picked it up off the floor. Imagine repeating yourself to someone you're dating. Or you could just get somebody that you don't got to repeat it. It's done. Or that is brought to their attention and is handled. You don't have to say, hey, I would love for you to, you know, treat me right today. Hey, you're supposed to be kind to people. They were supposed to learn that before they met you. You're not his mama or her mama. Yeah, and that I'm going to leave that at that because I could really dive into number 10. Number 11, try new things. It's okay. Stop going out to eat to the same restaurants that you always go to and getting chicken tenders and fries when there's other things out there. And I mean that in every aspect. Take that sentence and apply it to every aspect in your life. It's so much to do, so much to see. Try new things. And that goes for, like I said, situationships too. Okay? You don't got to keep that old thing because obviously it's an old thing for a reason. It's not getting any better for you. Number 12, trust your gut. And what I mean by that, pray for discernment. But don't be afraid when it happens immediately. Because when you ask God, okay, show me this friend. Should I cut them off? He might put it in a situation where, dang, you had to learn a lesson. But now you know that this person is not supposed to be in your circle. This person is not supposed to be in your life. And you're going to keep having the same problems come to you until you cut that person off. And that doesn't just go for people. If it's a job or anything, like, be like, okay, God, should I stay here? Should I do this? Should I do that? And he's going to show it. He's going to show it every single time. It might take days. It might take 24 hours. But believe it when you feel it, because you're going to keep feeling that every single time if you don't make a change for yourself. Number 13, it's okay to disagree with your parents. You're an adult. This is your life. And we might not agree with everything that our elders taught us. I know for sure I don't agree with everything I may have learned in my household, which is part of the reason why I moved away. Like I said on my YouTube, you know, they have their beliefs. They are very strongly tied to those. And when you get older, like, you're starting your own life, your own family. You have your own values, your own morals. You don't have to agree with them, and don't let them pressure you into feeling like the things that you believe are wrong, because they believe the things that they believe are right. So number 13. Oh, wait, that was 13. Oh, crazy. Number 14 is get some rest. Get some rest for real. When I moved to Houston, I'm like, these people are outside every single day. Like, if you pass by something, they're outside and everything stays open till 2 every single day. I just could not. I could not. It's okay to be in the house. It's okay to rest. Take a bubble bath. The thought of a bubble bath, oh my goodness. Take a bubble bath, relax, get you a robe. When I tell you, the robe life is really up there. When I got my robe, I wear it every single day. If I don't put on nothing else, I'm putting on my robe for sure. And now I have 2 robes, so get some rest, relax, sit down. Number 15, practice patience. Like I said before, earlier, nothing is on your time. You might as well be patient. I know I've been like this. I want something to happen immediately when I say so. You have to be patient. You have to be patient with yourself. You got to be patient with things in life. You got to be patient with other people. Because if you're not patient, you're just going to be irritable. And who wants to be around that? You're not even going to want to deal with being irritated all the time because you think things need to go when you say so, when you want them to. No, be patient. Number 16, learn to say no. I was that person too. I didn't tell nobody no. And if I didn't have it or I didn't have a solution, I'm like, okay, well, give me some time. Like, I'm finna figure this out. I'm finna see what to do, or I'm finna get this for you. Just hold on 1 second. Like, I'm gonna do that for you. No, in therapy, I had to learn how to set boundaries, because if you never set boundaries, people will continue to walk all over you. And that's in every single room that you walk in. Every single time, they're going to treat you how they want to treat you, because you don't make them treat you no other way. The minute you set boundaries and make them clear, you might lose some people, but you're going to gain respect. And they might change or they might not, but learn how to say no. Set boundaries. You don't got to do nothing. It's nobody's business. Once I say, oh, I'm not going for that, you're not going for that. Learn to be like, okay, this is the line. If you cross it, I'm letting you know up front, I'm not dealing with you. And I promise you, you'll live a better life. You have so many people in your life that have to leave, and you'll be like, dang, yeah, they didn't respect you. They didn't. They walked all over you. You were a yes man, very much so. Number 17. Stay passionate and find your drive. If you have something that you're passionate about, that's like when I said multiple careers, keep doing it. I don't care if my YouTube gets 3 subscribers. I don't care if the video gets 5 views. I'm going to keep doing it, and I'm going to keep putting it out, because it's something that I like to do. Something I'm actually quite good at, if I say so myself. You know, keep being passionate. Keep that drive, that fire in you. Like, when it dies out, it's like, oh. And even when you notice people, like, dang, like, you really used to love this. Like, I wish you did this anymore. I wish you did this again. Help people around you stay passionate, too. Number 18, read more books. Expand your mind. Read. Because I know some people who are older who couldn't read a paragraph out loud. And I'm not even trying to be, like, a bitch, but, you know. Read books. They're good for you. They have books of all sorts. Go get you a book. Even if it's one book, tell yourself, okay, I'm gonna read a book a month. And you're gonna feel so like, dang, okay, reading. Number 19, meditate and journal. Meditation. It's on YouTube. You can get a guided meditation. They got apps with guided meditation. Even if it's 10 minutes, go outside. Be in your bed, sit on the floor, lay down. Meditation is about how you're comfortable doing it. So however you're comfortable doing it, try it out. Meditation is amazing. My therapist taught me to go to a safe place in my mind when I feel any type of feeling. Like, in the place that I go to, this is a very personal thing, but in my head, like, I just picture a sunflower field. Like, that's my favorite flower. So I picture a sunflower field. I just picture myself running through it, just a sunny, beautiful day, and that's just like my zen, my peace, my deep breath. I just go there when I'm feeling something, and it really helps me relax. I wouldn't call it meditation, but I have meditated in the past, and it really helps me like calm my body down, helps me really get my day started, and like keeps my mind at ease, so I don't get so anxious and so overwhelmed as soon as I wake up. Journaling. I have a journal. I have multiple journals, and I feel like it's really healthy. It doesn't always have to be negative. Write down whatever you want. It's your journal. And something I like to do is read my journal at the end of the year to just reflect on like all the things that I've overcame, all the things that I may need to keep working on, all the happy times, all the good moments, all the experiences that I may have put in my journal. Just seeing that and looking back on it, I'm like, wow, like, my life has really changed even over the course of a year. Number 20, know the difference between a friend and an acquaintance. Some people you need to stop giving that title out so freely to. They're not your friends, and it's okay. Like, just don't give them that title, because like I said before, you give them that title, you have the expectation for them, and they never were supposed to have that title to begin with. That's not your friend. Y'all just kick it sometimes. You'll know in your gut, okay, this is my friend. But you'll also know in your gut, okay, this is not someone that I would call my friend. This is not that. Number 21, be intentional about the things that you want in your life. In my room, I have my intentional wall that I talk to God about. I touch on each sticky note and touch and agree. Speak it out loud every single day when I wake up. That's what I see. And I'm like, okay, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. You know, okay, God, this is what I want. I'm going to work towards it every single day. Every single day. This is what I'm going to have. This is what's going to happen for me. Do it more often. Speak it. Speak life over yourself. Speak your goals over yourself. Know what you want. Have faith and work towards having that. Number 22. Cherish your birthdays. Celebrate yourself. Don't wait on nobody to celebrate you. Because I'm sure we've all had a birthday in our life and we're like, damn, nobody showed up for me. Sometimes you gotta learn how to show up for yourself. Even as you get older. I know my friends are great, yes, but we don't even live, all of us live in different states or different areas, different whatever. So I feel like on your birthday, like, make sure you feel good. It's about you. Stop. Don't cater your birthday to nobody else. Oh, a lot of people have these big ass parties and they're like, oh, what my guests would like. It doesn't matter what your guests would like. What would you like? It's your birthday. I know in the past birthdays, I've got my own birthday cake, got my own balloons, got my own hotels. Cherish your birthday. Celebrate your birthday. Even if it's by yourself, you made it to that birthday. That's a big deal. Enjoy yourself. Don't worry about nobody else. Don't wait on nobody else to enjoy life. Enjoy your life, even if it's on your own. Number 23, get into your health. Exercise. Drink your water. As much as people be outside and heavy on the liquor, they haven't had a glass of water all day and they go out and take shots. No, drink your water. That's why you see people skin the way it be skinning. That's why they pee. Smell like piss and it's yellow. Relax, drink some water, go for a walk, go outside, get some fresh air, go do a few sit-ups, go do this. I promise you, your body will love it. When I started getting heavy into working out, like, I'd be feeling so good, and then when I look at myself, I'd be feeling so good. Oh, I'm not even getting to it. Y'all gonna see the before and them after pictures on my Instagram. My close friends, y'all already saw the, yeah. If you and my close friends, you know what's up. Number 24, take social media breaks. Social media be having so much traumatizing stuff on it. Like, ew, like, sometimes I'll give myself time to just be like, okay, I need to take a step back. Because it's like, even if you don't follow the pages that are posting it, you're still going to see it. Like Twitter, you can say, oh, I'm not going to follow this. I'm not going to look at this. You're probably going to see it anyway. Instagram, you're going to see it anyway. Because all these pages are posting the same thing all the time. Same video, same picture, different caption. Just like the situation that happened in Memphis. It was everywhere. It was everywhere. And as a black person, that can be so hard to just see or hear about over and over and over and over and over again. So sometimes, like, just give yourself time to be like, I'm not okay with seeing this right now. And what I like to do is I'll delete my apps, but I'll re-upload them like one by one to just give me some time. Like, okay, today I'm gonna do Instagram. And then in the next few days, okay, I'll download Twitter. And then that makes me feel a little bit like I'm easing back into social media. And most of the time, you didn't miss out on anything anyway. It's nothing that you really just needed to see. And our last one. Now, you would probably think the last one would be so serious and so deep. But the last one that I came up with is, don't go to college if you don't want to go to college. The shit is expensive and it's not for everybody. Don't go. It's okay. And even so, go to community college. If you like, so many people, when I went to community college, there were some people that I had in my circle that were shaming me and they were just like, oh, I could never do that. I couldn't go there. Like, my pride just won't let me do it. Baby, I'm not worried about that pride. Because guess what? I went 2 years for the free ski. So, pride, girl, imagine student loans. I'm pretty sure they wish they would have probably taken that route. But if you don't want to go, don't go. It can be a lot sometimes. And I took, 2 years from school and now I'm back in school, sometimes you need a time to just be like, do I want to do this? Do I need to do this? You know, what career do I want to do? Do I need a degree for it? Just don't just be out here just going just for fun, because we all know for some of us, it's not just a walk in the park and it's not just smooth for us. But yeah, y'all, that was my 25 before 25. That was a lot. But hopefully anything on my list really touched with somebody and they really felt like, dang, okay, I need to take that advice. And some of these on my list, I still need to take the advice for, honestly, truly. But yeah, I can't wait to record again whenever I get something good. But also, I feel like the next time I ever put something out, it's probably going to be on my YouTube, because that's what I'm trying to really pour into this year. But yeah, you guys, thanks for always tuning into my episodes, to my little audience. I love y'all so much.